Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel.
and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. You know, we work hard to bring this word unto you, and that reason is because we do a lot of Bible work as required. We even do temple work. We have a few young lions around the temple that I understand are doing that work with the lamb. And that comes up in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, looking at verses 37 to 38. 37 says, "Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. 38, pray ye therefore to Yahuwah of harvest that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest." You know, we do look for people to step up to the plate because this is a big job, as the seer says. It takes more than one set of hands. It takes a few. Because we know we all came to hear a lot of things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. But that's where we come in. Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. Because we know that we came to see things also through proper teaching that some looking can never find. And again, that's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. But you know, when you're teaching, you do have to speak. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast. Open to you live and coming to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek. And you have to look no further, because you found that now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. That current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, on any search line in a tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big lion, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." You know, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give, according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, life. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar we have. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counsel or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with your one mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As a reminder, the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and now even addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Also, another note to mention to the temple members, which are doing what I might call scripture texts. It should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act and answers given with a verbal precept, as the seer says. Remember, we are the children of Yahuwah and the blessed peacemakers, as said in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse number 9. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, as a reminder, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, doing the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our info on Pal Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be the Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding as Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. So we can get our program going and listen to these righteous words, we'll pass our program back to our seer Israel. And those things that I said to keep unto your remembrance, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, yo, that's excellent on your end. And one thing we have to always remember what it says in 7 verse 3 of the book of Judges, we have to prove one another. And how you prove one another is if you especially the six anointed camps, you got to communicate among yourself. And how you communicate among yourself by receiving a phone call, and if you give me something to uplift me, and I give you something to uplift you. Then, and by the way, throw me a precept with that, because you'd be surprised what goes on in the run of the week. And every now and then, words will strengthen one another. But for a while, just texting one another, that don't do anything, because a person can be looking at a scripture and don't even know what it means. But now if I call you and say you turn to such such verse, and then you read that verse and I ask you what that verse means, what you get out of that verse right there. Now I can then I be able to know where you at. Because one thing about it, sooner or later you're going to be in combat. Because according to all these memos, you're going to be in combat. You're going to be tried. And the worst thing to be tried, not verbally from your own, like, family or journeymen or whatever they call journeymen, journeywomen, but within. So if you're going to call me, don't leave me no text. If you leave me to call you back, then once I call you back, then give me something. What you get out of this verse right here? Oh, okay. Let's see what this verse saying. And what's the precept to that? Then you know exactly where a person at. But you never know who need a word through the middle of the week. So like I said, again, you got your books, call one another. Otherwise, rehearse the righteous act between one another. Verbally conversations, not text-wise conversations. So that ain't going to get nobody to know. I want to know why you stand. I want to hear when you look at a verse and say, what you get out of that verse right there? If I just text you a bunch of verses, it ain't nothing happening that way. Now, I want to hear you. I want to hear you, see what you're working with. All right, enough said on that. Let's see if we can go find who will be on the stage for the nice episode part number 110. And let's see if we're going to be on the stage for another episode part number 110. The Young Lion, Brother Micaiah. See if we bring him in and we'll get something warmed up into those that can come and be on the stage for tape number 110. So when you meet the Young Lion with a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of them up-and-coming teachers out of Camp 1. Yahweh beat you there, Steve Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Steve Israel. Steve Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Okay, well, we see you and the elders ready to go on so far. So that's what it's all about. They said the early bird gets the worm anyway. That's what the statement's saying anyway. But I want to take a look at something on the way of looking at something. I don't know. But let's see, can we find out what to look at after we look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Micaiah, take 110, you on the clock, come out.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour as if you righteous. So he's teaching that very same hour. And that's why it was said plainly, Brother Micaiah. See, Yahweh always leave an illustration about how he wants things to be done. In the seventh chapter of Judges, pick up at verse 3. Let's see if we throw that in just to throw some in. Let's see exactly how Yahweh operates. Let's see if he tells Gilead to do in the seventh chapter, verse 3. You on the clock, come on.
Book of Judges, chapter 7, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, now, therefore, go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Galilee, and there return of the people 22,000, and there remain 10,000. Verse 4.
Go ahead.
And Yahweh said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whomsoever I say unto you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go. Verse 5.
Excellent. Good. Right there. So Yahweh, he put the eyeball to eyeball, the ear to ear test on you. And that's what we got to do. We got to find out what you're working with, eyeball to eyeball, ear to ear. I got to find out how you stand when the heat is on, and I know where you stand at, eyeball to eyeball. So that's what we got to do. That's why we check with our brothers and sisters that's in the six anointed camps with chapter one to see verbally where they at. Not text-wise where they at. Verbally. Where you at verbally? Let me hear that voice. Let me see. Because Yahweh will give you discernment when you hear of their spirit. He'll give you something to, you know, oh, man, you know, what you just said really brought my spirit up. Oh, thank you, such person out of six anointed camps. That really brought my spirit up. But if you send a person a bunch of text messages, they ain't going to get nobody nowhere. You got to hear them, and they got to return back to you. Then you said, by the way, what's the precept today over there? And that make them think. You get them all off into precepting. Oh, yeah, okay, precept. Good. That's how you got to do. We got to make time, and that's how we be our brothers and sisters' keepers, by communicating with them verbally. So leave a message, get back with you. When they get back with you, then you say, hey, I got a verse for you. What you got for me? And you tell them what verse you got. Go for them. You'd be surprised what that do when you verbally hear something. Because like I said, again, we get texts all over the country, and I don't pay them no never mind. If I can't get chance to catch them on the phone or return the phone call back, but otherwise all that texting, I'm not going to respond to none of that. I respond to verbally. Once I do get with you, that's how I'm going to respond to you, not a bunch of texts. No. Because I don't know what you're about. Because you got some people be texting, don't even know what they're texting. Just got stuff just all over the place and don't even know what it means. Got it all out of context and turn upside down. That don't go with this and this don't go with that. And you'll find all that out when you verbally communicate with one another. I'm going to tell you up front, it's a big job ahead of us and we got to be in order. I'm going to tell you something because you're going to be on the clock. And leadership might not be around. And then what you do? So you got to get that live comeback in. Matter of fact, let's run to Sirach chapter 2 there, Brother Mackay. Let's see, can we beat that just a little bit? I don't know. Maybe we have to beat a little bit. Let's go to Sirach 2 and pick up verse 1. Let's read down to verse 4. Let's see, can we beat that just a little bit? Sirach, chapter 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, what it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Verse 1 reads, my son, if you come to serve Yahweh, prepare your soul for temptation. Verse 2, set your mind aright and constantly endure and make not haste in time of trouble. Verse 3, cleave unto him and depart not away, that you may be increased at your last end. Verse 4, whatsoever is fought upon you, stay cheerfully and be patient when you are changed to a low estate.
That's big tough. So he's letting you know when you come to serve Yahweh, you're going to be tried. You're going to be tried by the closest one to you. You're definitely going to be tried. Keep that in your mind. You will be tried. The closest thing to your heart, they say, that's where your try going to come. But he say you got to constantly endure. That's why you got to know who labor among you and how you know who labor among you is when you eyeball to eyeball one another or ear to ear on them telephones, and you better tell if that person is about this or they're about something else. Because about, like I said again, if I text you 10 scriptures, and you read the 10 scriptures, what will that do? That's not going to do nothing. But if I communicate with you with them 10 scriptures, I'd be the tell if this right here is getting you warmed up or getting you lukewarm or getting you all in it. I'll be the tell by the tenor of your conversation. And that's the game changer. You want to know who walking with you. because one thing about it, like we tell you in advance, you're going to be tried big time. And he told you, just like you just got through reading 1-4, he said, don't break out running when the trouble comes, because trouble is going to come. We tell you now. Because in the book of Sirach 33, pick up verse 14, let's give us a little point in there. Let's give a case in point. We're going to see if we beat that a little bit. Let's see if we beat it a little bit. We'll get on with whatever you want to get on, but we'll beat this a little bit. Sirach 33, pick up verse 14, let's read a little bit. Come on.
The book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 14. 14 read. Good is set against evil, and life against death. So is the Yahwali against the sinner, and the sinner against the Yahwali.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Verse 15. So look upon all the works of the Most High Yahweh, and there are two and two, one against another. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
I awake up last of all, as one that gathers after the great gathering. By the blessing of Yahweh, I prosper.
That's good. Back up. Back up to verse 15 again. Let me hear that again. I think you're going to stumble up on something there, young lion. Read verse 15 again.
Verse 15. So look upon all the works of the Most High, and there are two and two, one against another.
He says it's always going to be one against another. And what one is going to be against another in verse 14? So what is you trying to reveal before the actual combat is live ammunition? What do we got to know in advance in verse 14?
Verse 14 reads, good is set against evil, and life against death. So is the Yahwali against the sinner, and the sinner against the Yahwali.
You said, man, and the only way you're going to know that, you're going to have to eyeball or hear the tone of their conversation, especially out of the six anointed council. When you communicate, you better tell what it is. Because, like I said again, I can send you 10 slips of right now, you know, and your response, I don't know what your response is by me sending you 10 scriptures, but I can call you on the phone and all of a sudden ask you, you know, how's it going on your end? Whatever tenor they say on their end, well, you tell them to turn to such verse. Let me see what you get out of this verse right here. Then you be able to uplift someone when you do it that way. That's the game changer right there, Sarah. Then you'll know if anybody on the edge, or is they studying, or is they trying to grow. And you also can tell about those on the conference room. You know if they're coming in the conference room to take notes or just coming just in. You'll know all this through a verbal conversation. And he'll give you that discernment. So when you're dealing with this, you have to know. That's why Yahweh told Gilead that I'm going to try them. You say, you just watch me get to working on them. You know, you ain't got to assume nothing. I'm going to show you who's going to stand tall and who not. And so Gilead was all ears. And then Yahweh told him, he said, 300 you got right there, now go on, take them and go on, get busy with it. Because one thing about them, they all going to be on one mind and one accord with you. That's what you want to know. You want to know that now? Because we're going to get a case in point. Because Sirach 6 verse 7, what it say in 6 verse 7? I'm going to give you a case in point. Sirach 6 verse 7, through the Spirit of Yahweh.
The book of Sirach chapter 6 verse 7. Verse 7 reads, if you would get a friend, prove him first, and be not hasty to credit him.
You see it? So if you get a friend, why don't you check that friend out and see that friend stand up so you can know what's going on? Now, I'll give you a case in point. You know, it's an old song. It's a song way back said, everybody loves a star when he's on the top, but no one comes around when the star starts to drop. So you need to know these things before you have trouble in your life. Like, I'm going to give a case in point. We take Issachar's boy, Job. Let's go to 1:1 down at verse 3. Let's get a case in point. 1:1 down at verse 3. And I want to find out something in that 1:1:3 verse. Job 1:1 down at verse 3. What does it say?
The book of Job, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1 reads, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared Yahweh and eschewed evil. Verse 2, and there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse 3, his substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East.
You see that thing, right? He was the greatest man of the East. So, but you notice that? You didn't hear nothing, no drama, no nothing. He was the greatest man of the East. But Job was the greatest man of the East. Everybody was skinning, grinning. He had how many kids? 10 kids. 7 and 3. 10 kids, and Issachar's boy was the greatest man of the East. Okay, good. All right, so that means everything was going good. Kids skinning and grinning, wife happy, got camels everywhere, they doing their thing. But all of a sudden, let's see what's going on in 2:1-10. Now, as the process of time, that's why the king is seeing right here. Know who you labor among. And the only way you're going to know who you labor among is those that you come in contact with out of 6 anointed counts, eyeball to eyeball or ear to ear. Yahweh will give you the discernment. When you communicate, you will hear some things, and it's to your advantage. That's the key. When you hear something or see something by the individual, you'll be able to tell what they're working with. Keep that in your mind. Big talk. Now, Job, Issachar's boy, he was all good. Now, Job 10:1-10, let's find out what happened.
Okay, the book of Job, you say 10 or 2?
No, chapter 2. I'll make it chapter 2, 1 down to verse 10. You remember we read in Sirach 6, verse 7, he said, try that spirit. I mean, try him before you critic anybody. See, Job was married with the woman, and he had 10 babies by her. 10. All of a sudden, you know, then Yahweh put the test on the table. Let's see what happens when the test on the table in the second chapter, verse 1-10. Come on.
The book of Job, chapter 2, verses 1-10. Verse 1 reads, again, there was a day when the sons of Yahweh came to present themselves before Yahweh, and Satan came also among them to present himself before Yahweh. Verse 2. And Yahweh said to Satan, from whence cometh you? And Satan answered Yahweh and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Verse 3. And Yahweh said unto Satan, as you consider my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth Yahweh and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although you moveth me against him to destroy him without cause. Verse 4. And Satan answered Yahweh and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. Verse 5. But put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face. Verse 6. And Yahweh said unto Satan, behold, he is in your hand, but save his life. Verse 7. throw in Satan forth from the presence of Yahuwah, and smote Job the sore board from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Verse 8, and he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ash. Verse 9, then said his wife unto him, do you still retain your integrity? Curse Yahuwah and die. Verse 10, but he said unto her, you speakest as one of the foolish women speak. What? Should we receive good at the hand of Yahuwah? And should we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips?
You see that, Sarah? But look what kind of rude awakening Job got. He didn't get that rude awakening until after he had 10 babies. 10 babies, and first time his wife ever seen him as a, not up to snuff, instead of reaching down trying to pick the brother Job up, the first thing she said to Job, Issachar's boy, you still going to hold on to your integrity? Look at you holding it now, and look how bad a shape you in right now. Satan got in them. And then he looked around the woman and said, woman, this ain't the same guy that we had just. Everything out the greatest man of the East. He said, yeah, but now you ain't nothing. See that? But now you ain't nothing. Now look at that. So now all of a sudden his argument goes toward her. Now you ain't nothing. He said, woman, you talk like a fool. And that's why we tell you right now, you got to know who labor among you now. And the only way you're going to know who labor among you is by their works now. So when you call a brother and sister, I want to ask you a question. I want you might need to uplift a brother and sister. How you uplift somebody by just sending a bunch of texts? No, how you uplift one another? Hey, you all in? What you doing? They know. Well, look, I got a verse for you. What that? Turn over here to such verse right here. What you think about that verse right there? Yeah. What's the precept of that? Now all of a sudden you might pull that brother or sister from jumping off the ledge or from a bad conversation he was in. But the key to it is you got to try the person to see what you're working with, because you want to know what's going on with a person. And Yahuwah will give you the discernment when you in that verbal communication. So keep that in your mind, especially other six anointed count. Verbally communicate with your brothers and sisters, because you got to know who labor among you. And that's in the last lesson. Know who labor among you. That's a great thing. All right. Well, we see a lioness that came on the stage, Mother D up Israel, C. Ray. So see, we bring Mother D up Israel in on this part number 110 on stage. And let's see can old Mother D up Israel hollering that microphone a little bit too. Mother D up Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahuwah bless you, Seer.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, you see, Brother Job, he got a rude awakening there, Mother D up Israel.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, even these old grandbabies, you know, you always be. You treat the grandbabies right, and all of a sudden, they always seen you in a upbeat all the time. But all of a sudden, can't do temporarily. Then all of a sudden, that grandbaby that you always thought would be all right, and now that's the one that showed their tail. You say, I mean, all gone. But see, Yahuwah will reveal that to you, you know, and that's a good thing, because then he'll put you back on your feet. And then you know what to do next time. See, that's the point. That's what we come in at. You got to try the spirit. Don't just sit there, I don't want to run. If you run somebody away by trying them, that's a good thing, too. Save you a lot of headaches. You better try these spirits, and that's what happened. And brothers and sisters, they don't do it, and they find out what they got, what they're working with. Oh, my goodness. Look what I'm working with. But see, now you got to trouble on your hand. So Job got a rude awakening. But let's see what Job did Mother D.F. Israel. Get a little bit more of Job when he was on the clock. Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see what Job did in that same second chapter. Is that what I want? In that same second chapter, Job, let me see. The seer's job is to meet you where you're at. And if you pay attention and you listen, you're going to be all right. But if you ignore the old seer, you're going to lose. And in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21 and 22, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see what Job, after Satan was turned loose on him, delivering him up in grand style, and then he looked for that pillar of rest to come and reach down and grab him up, because we rode good camels together, and we got 10 babies together. Here's the thing, we skinning and grinning. And as soon as I get knocked down, you told me, the first thing you tell me, dude, why don't you still hold your integrity? Curse Yahweh and die. Now you know his feeling was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But by him understanding the scripture, let's see what he did in verse 21 and 22. Job chapter 1, verse 21 and 22, what it say?
Job chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Verse 21. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. Verse 22. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged Yahweh foolishly.
You see that? And that was the woman told him, curse Yahweh and die. You still owe your integrity. See? But he didn't do it. And that's why we tell you, know who you labor among you. And how you know who labor among you is when you look in that phone book that a property you got, and you can dial somebody on the end of that phone. If they don't answer, leave a message, call me back. And when they do call you back, if they're about Yahweh's business, they'll immediately call you back as soon as opportunity comes. They say, I got a scripture for you. Oh, what you got for me? Then they find the book. They got the book already read. He said, you know, that really uplifted me. That's the game changer, see, right? Always verbally find out what a person is. Eyeball, see what a person is. That's the key right there. So now we see old Job done the right thing. Now I'm gonna show you what happened when you do the right thing. Now let's run all the way over to the end of Job's life. And by Job holding fast his integrity, let's see what happened for Job that we can read that Mother D up Israel. Take a look at old brother Job when it's all said and done. After you know, he had 7 of this, and he had 10 kids, and he had his wife was exposed that she won all that in a bag of chips. Let's see what happens as time progresses on when you hang in there with some Yahweh and keep your Yahweh first. Let's go to Job 42 and pick up verse 12 down to verse 17. Mother D.F. Israel, what can we read in the book of Job 42, verse 12 down to verse 17? You on the clock, come on.
Job chapter 42, verses 12 to 17. Verse 12. So Yahweh blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 sheaves. Verse 13. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters, 14. And he called the name of the first, Jasmine, someone, and the name of the second, Kate. And
first initial, keep going. Yeah, first initial, keep going.
Kate. And the name of the third, Kate. Oh, my goodness. Verse 15, and in all the land were no woman found as far as fair as the daughters of Job, and their fathers gave them inheritance among their brothers. Verse 16. After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even fourth generation. Verse 17.
He said, after this. He said, after this. So whatever, how old Job was prior to that, but Job lived after this and got all of all evidence, seen all that. So Yahweh, not only whatever he was after, went through that trauma he went through, Yahweh added on him another 142 years to see everything unfold. And see, that's what we try to tell you, Steve, right? When you're about Yahweh's business, you got to hold on to this thing. Don't make haste and break out because you can get defeated. Because you're going to get defeated in this thing in here. Because all of you're not going to be Teflon and ain't got no story and you got no defeated story. No. You're going to be defeated in this thing. Matter of fact, give me a second Ezra 7, 56 and 57, that mother dear of Israel. You're going to get defeated. You're going to have to lose the game. And that's what we got to find out. You remember that movie called The Officer and the Gentleman? He said, look here, I'm going to do everything I can to push you to the limit. I'm going to try you before you get off in that jet. Because you might get in that jet and fly and never come back. I'm going to make sure you about, and guess what? See you the same way. He going to know who ready to do this job and all the ills. Job is to push you to see what you're made of. The mother ills to push you to see what you're made of. See what you crack. And if you can get past up, then we know one thing. We ain't worried about no bad report. When you come back, your report going to be right. Because you're going to be ready to go. You got money, the leadership, you got dog. If I got money them, and now I'm out here, I can anything. And that's how that's what Yahweh talking about. You won't have to be warriors like the 12 apostles Yahweh set up with him. Peter was so good with the sword that he took his blade out and cut a man's ear off. Now, you know that. That's precision cutting right there. Cut his ear off. And Yahweh was all that power and said, listen, you know I got the bag down. Took his ear, put it back, and throwed it back on his head. Throwed it back on his face. Say, look here, this thing for real. But one thing about it, the scripture got to be fulfilled. And one thing we're going to know in our 6 anointed camps, who for real or who is just out here a jive turkey. We're going to find out if we got any jive turkeys. Huh? We're going to check you out and see if you a jive turkey by putting the heat on you. See, can you stand up? Huh? Can you stand up? What you reading that, Mother D of Israel?
You say 2 Ezra chapter 7. I didn't hear the verse.
Verse 56 and 57.
2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 56 and 57. Verse 56. For while we live and commit sins, we consider not that we should begin to suffer for it after death. 57. Then answered he me and said, this is the condition of the battle, which man that is born upon the earth shall fight.
He said, this is the condition of the battle. This is not going to be no cakewalk. You gonna let me get one more in there. Run back to Proverbs. You gotta get me another one in Proverbs. He made a final statement in Proverbs about something in the 24th chapter, verse 16, Mother D up Israel. What did he say that we can read in Proverbs 34, verse 16?
Okay, Proverbs 24?
Yeah, pick up verse 16. Yo, what does that say that we can read?
Okay. Proverbs chapter 24, verses, you say 16?
One verse, 16.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. For a just man falleth seven times and raises up again.
Yeah. So if you just in Yahweh, you gonna fall. You're not gonna have the Teflon story. You gonna fall seven times. Mm-hmm. And Yahweh told the wisest man in the world to put in the thing. But that's when you watch the best of them. When they start falling and slipping, then all of a sudden you start seeing them doing the Michael Jackson moonwalk, and that's a great thing. So one thing about it, say right here, to do Yahweh's business, you got to be instant in season and out of season, ready to go. And you need to know who among you. Don't mess around and get a slip. Oops. Oh, man, I didn't know you was like that. Oh, well, no. Well, the reason why you didn't know I was like that, all you done was just text me. I look at them texts and know what them texts was. But if I would communicate with you, I would have caught it. If I to communicate with you, if I to watch you in one of the classes, eyeball to eyeball, if I watch your body language, I can catch if something ain't right with you. Because huh? I'm watching you. I'm just like the mothers in camera. They watch you. They might not say nothing to you, but they watch you. They watch your body language. They see what you own. Yeah? And we be sitting there watching you, too. And that's what we do. We'll watch you. See if you're ready for this. This is a big job here. We're going to see what you can get. Handle this big job of Yahweh's business. Yes, and left. Brother Micaiah, what did it tell you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12? And this may make it plain. Brother Micaiah, young lion, tribe of Yahweh, Judah, 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 says what? With the precept of 27, verse 12. Oh, so right, back to back, you on the clock, come on.
Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, that you may walk honestly towards them that are without, and that you may walk, and that you may have lack of nothing.
Pick that up, Mother Dale. Pick that verse up until the young
First
lion.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12.
5:12. Yeah, pick that up.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12, read. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in Yahweh, and admonish you.
You see, I'm begging you to try the ones, especially if they over you. Make sure you know the one over you, one that got up front. Make sure they're clear. He said, and those around you, and if you in leadership, the ones that's around you, make sure you clear are with you instead of just doing a cameo with you. So you got to know who labor among you. You hear what he said? Who labor among you. Because one thing we do know, that's the condition of the battle. And Micah chapter 4, verse 10 said what, Mother D.F. Israel? Let's use that word labor again with one of the seals dropping that word labor in and 4, verse 10. Let's see how he put that word labor. What do you mean by labor? 4, verse 10.
Micah chapter 4, verse 10. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail, for now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shall thou be delivered.
And you made it. And you made it to Babylon. But guess what? There you're gonna be delivered. But you're gonna have to labor for this thing. You think this is a cakewalk because we appear to make it easy 6 nights a week and every night but this is the duty, this is the condition of the battle. See, we know we come from one of them spirits of old, and one of them spirits of old say, look here, this is how we roll. This is what we do. So that spirit back in somebody now. Mm-hmm. Let's take up the road, what we talking about, but not right now. But the same token, I don't want no pass on the back. This is the condition of the battle. I know why I'm here, is to get you on your feet and show you who you are, but I don't know about it. I got to hear you from the ear or see you with the eyeballs. I got to watch you. I got to do you like Mother Deer of Israel, the Mother E, Mother Z. They be in that Bible, but they'll be watching you carefully. And they know when you're right. And that's the game changer. We know when you're ready to go. No doubt about it. Got to watch it. See you ready for this right here. This is the condition of the battle. We don't put a whole lot in this right here, but there's a whole lot more to go. That's why he told us plainly, Brother Micaiah, he said in the book of Jeremiah 40, verse 4, he made it plain. What did he say that we can read? The 40th chapter, verse 4. What did he say we can read?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and now, behold, I loose you this day from the chains which were upon your hand. If it seem good unto you to come with me into Babylon, come, and I will look well unto you. But if it seem ill unto you to come with me unto Babylon, forbear. Behold, all the land is before you. Whether it seeming good and convenient for you to go, there go.
And that same day he did. He'll put all the land before you. He said, now it's up. Now look here. I'm going to put all the land before you, but I'm going to make it real plain. 9:41, what it says in St. John. What it says in 9:41 there, young lion, 9:41 of St. John, what it say?
The book of St. John, chapter 9, verse 41. 41 reads, Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you shall have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sin remains.
He said, when you know what you're supposed to be doing, and what do you know you're supposed to be doing in the book of, give me 9:35 in the book of Matthew. Let's read down. Let's see these, know what you know, when you know what you're supposed to be doing. Matthew's 9:35. What that sound like there, young lion? Let's see what that say, that we can read.
The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35 reads, and Yahweh the Son went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their temples, and teaching the covenant of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
Keep going down.
36. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they faint and were scattered abroad, a sheep having no shepherd. Verse 37. Then said he unto his followers, the harvest truly is plenty, but the laborers are few. Verse 38.
You see the man?
Verse 38. Pray you therefore, Yahweh of the harvest, that he would send forth labor into his harvest.
Did he say? He said to put the prayer out, and that's it. Now the prayer's been out. We're going to see who all will come to the harvest and labor. Huh? We, you know, see, all we're supposed to do now is sit back. Yahweh told you exactly what to do. I'm going to put it before you. But now I'm going to show you the one that's going to labor for this thing or just wait until it's all said and done. And then here they come. That's why I said, know who labor among you. He said, now. It's now. I'm going to show you who else what. He said, now, everything's before you now. Now you're going to see what they're made of. And all you do is watch everybody from the pages of the book. Know who labor among you. Let's go to Luke chapter 4, 1 down to verse 3. Let's see what it say, Brother Micaiah. Luke chapter 4, 1, 2, and 3 says what?
The book of Luke chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. Book of Luke chapter 4, verse 1 reads, and Yahweh the Son, being full of the righteous spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Verse 2, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Verse 3, and the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of Yahweh, command this stone that it be made bread.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, when was Yahweh tested at? At his lowest moment. To let you know. Now imagine, we got a feast day called, what that feast called that you don't eat nothing all day? What's the name of that feast called?
Atonement.
And we have a problem trying to make that one day. This man made 40 days like that. And we have a problem getting through that one day. We go through all kinds of transformation on one day. You see, God, dog, you try to be like a camel. Put everything in you. Give me that too. Just go one day. Yahweh went 40 days. And then on his 40 day, guess who come? At his lowest point, here come who? Satan the devil. And that's how they're going to come at you, see, right? They're going to come at you at your lowest point and say, see that? Now look at you now. See? That's how they're going to come. That's how your enemy going to come. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Remember, ain't nobody going to come when you all high and skinning and grinning. They'll wait until they hear a bad report somewhere. When a bad report somewhere, that's when they come. That's when you wonder, oh, my goodness. You mean that happened over there? Oh, my goodness. See, here they come. But long as everything is shining, going the right direction, you don't hear nothing from them. But let something happen. Oh, my goodness. You see? So that's the point we're trying to tell you, see, right? See, we're trying to tell you things in advance because we got the unction from Yahweh to tell you these things. You know, everybody ready to pat you on the back now. But we gonna wait. But remember, that snake, he only strikes when you is not aware of him. If that snake see you aware of him, he'll sit there and watch you some more. So you watch the best of them. They ain't gonna do nothing as long as you keeping the Sabbath day, wearing your fringes, everything. Then they lay back in the cut. But let something happen. Let them hear a rumor. Hear their mouth. Phone ringing everywhere on three ways. I'm the ones I'm trying to tell you about. Know who among you. And all the way you'll know who among you when you try them, see, right? See, we don't see the best of them come and go. And still, play them off. They come and go. That's why we're trying to get you in order, because this is going to happen again. They're going to see you sitting in them royal blue garments and with them fringes on and, oh, I want a piece of this. But their mind ain't right, see, right? And how you gonna find out that mine ain't right? It's through the scripture. When you verbally call him, and all of a sudden, you might hear all types of rumbling, bumbling in the background. Somebody who shot John is going everywhere. But when you get in class, shalom, brother, sister, shalom. See? See, all that you're going to know. At least, and if you get caught up, it's not because you don't know. It's just you ignore what the old seer was bringing to the table. He can tell you what will happen in advance. It's up to you to understand some things. Mother D up Israel, let's go and see what, and find out some things on the way of find out some things. Let's run to 1 Corinthians 15, pick up verse 1. See, we can do a lesson pertaining to the tenor of a conversation. And we just picked up on something the elder said on a conversation. And so the elder brought out a profound statement in the same token, wasn't one thing about it. I heard the best of them say, you know, you drop a brother a scripture too. Plus I keep telling people, you can't call nobody and give them a bunch of scriptures. You got to sit down with them and see what these scriptures are talking about and see what they get out of it. Then you can find out what they're working with. Then you know what's going on with a person when you ask, hey, what you think about that verse right there? They mess around, look at the verse, and they'll take that verse so a whole total different way. You say, I'll be doggone. That's what you got out of it? Yeah, hell, I got out of it. See? That's why you have to build this, to build up what we're building up. We have to put the hands on, the ears on, and the eyeballs on to know who labor among us. Now we're going to get another case in point. We're going to see what, I don't know what will come out of this. But we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll read a little bit. Let's see what we can get out of there. Let's see what will be in there for the precepts. 15 chapter, verse 1, Mother D.F. Israel. What can we read? Come on.
Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brother, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have.
Hold that point. Hold that point right there. Hold that point. See, it's so much in it. Read that verse 1 again. See, it's so much in a verse that it just so much meat on that bone. Read verse 1 again, and let's give a case in point. Read verse 1 again.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brothers, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach.
Good. So he said, moreover, brothers, right now I'm going to tell you about the gospel that I'm declaring unto you, the gospel. He's talking to the brother. Now, on that point, he said, moreover, brothers. Now, what book are you reading that out of, Mo dear? What book are you reading that out of?
Corinthians chapter 15.
Oh, 15, huh? You're reading that book of Corinthians, huh? Hey, Book Micaiah, it's going to 10:1 in the same book. Let's get a case in point. Now, we're going to show you something. And see, this is what you got to look for in the ones that are labor among you. You got to pick up, is they just reading a bunch of scriptures to you? Or are they really painting a picture to you? And Yahweh, if you got the seat on you on what you're doing, Yahweh will reveal that you got deceit on you. Because anybody can give you a bunch of scriptures. Anybody can text you 50 scriptures now, but you can't feel nothing out of that. But how do you feel something when you verbally talking with somebody and, you know, what you get out of this verse right here? And then you'll be able to see exactly what that person on. Because he'll give you discernment. Keep this in your mind. Now look what he's saying. Look at Paul saying in 15:1. He said he's talking to the brothers. What brothers is he talking to? See, this is what you be looking for through those that labor among you. 10:1, bring it.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, moreover, brother, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed.
You see, hold that point right there. Hold that point. Hold that point right there. Hold that point right now. Read that verse again, 10:1.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, moreover, brother, I would not that you should be ignorant of that all our fathers were under the cloud.
You said all about, so these brothers he's talking about, he said these brothers is the brother and how all our fathers. So now he's talking bloodline to the Corinthians. See, you hear the man saying? The man talking bloodline to the Corinthians. See, that is a game changer right there. He talking bloodline to the Corinthians. Bloodline. Look what he called the bloodline Corinthians in 12:1-2.
The book of First Corinthians.
12:1-2, Brother McKay.
The book of First Corinthians.
What he called the bloodlines in 12:1-2. First Corinthians 12:1-2. What he called the bloodlines, Brother McKay? Come on.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I would not have you ignorant. Verse 2, you know that you were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led.
Ain't that something? He talking to who? And 10:1 again? Who he calling Gentiles? In 10:1 again, he's over there at Corinth with the Corinthians, and he's calling them Gentiles. So who is he talking to in 10 verse 1?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, moreover, brother, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud.
All of our fathers. He calling the Corinthians as a bloodline people to him. So the Corinthians to Paul is a bloodline people to him. Not a converted person of unbelievers, which it was unbelievers, and they was called Gentiles. But this was Paul's bloodline that he was communicating with. So you see what Paul did? He communicated with his bloodline. He went and sent them eyeball to eyeball to tell them what's going on. Eyeball to eyeball. That's they talk about there. See, that's how you paint the picture. And when you communicate with one of your members of the Six Anointed Camps, then you'll know where they at after they reading a bunch of scriptures to you. We want to see your breakdown in the scripture. Can you break down exactly what's going on in current? But we don't broke down so far that the Corinthians have the same father that Paul have. Mm-hmm. And mother dear of Israel, what did Paul say that he was in the 11th chapter, verse 9 of the book of Romans? What did Paul say he was? So they're talking bloodline. So when you jump down into Corinthians, you got to paint the picture, and then you'll find out a whole lot of things. On the way, you'll find out a whole lot of things. Find out who Paul is. They're called the Corinthians. They're saying they got the same father that he has. Who is Paul? We can read 11 verse 1. Romans.
Romans chapter 11, verse 1. I say then, has Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham and of the tribe of Benjamin.
So that makes the Corinthians what, Mother G of Israel? So what that make the Corinthians, Paul telling the Corinthians, we got the same father What do that make the Corinthians?
Brothers, bloodline.
What kind of bloodline, brother? What? Paul told you who he was. He said he's a what?
Israelite.
So what to make the Corinthians then?
Israelite.
I mean, but you got to say it with conviction. That's just the bottom line. When you read the book of Corinthians, them Corinthians that he, but Paul talking to, was Israelite. Now you see that, right? So that's another book. They got to strike out their record when the voices of a true Israelite come. Because whatever going on in the book of Corinthians, Paul is talking to the Corinthians that are Israelites. That's what he's talking to. See that? Now look what you did. Now you don't cut up. You'll start cutting them low. You can cut them some out. So now you find out now that the Gentiles that Paul is visiting is Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, we are Israelites called Americans. Same thing, right? But see, but who going to paint the picture? Who going to just paint the picture and instead of just reading a bunch of scripture or texting a bunch of scripture? I want to know what you're working with. I want to hear your tone of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear what you're working with. See, that's what I want to do. I want to know who labor among me. Because sooner or later, you're going to be on the clock. And one thing about it, you're going to be able to send those that have understood this thing out there. So we ain't worried about the report coming back. If they stay in the Bible, they're going to bring back the right report. They're going to come back all confused and dead and sound like a bunch of hoo-owls. They're coming back with the victory. That's the game thing.
Mm-hmm.
Come back with the victory. And how you come back to victory? Be tested. We want to see you fumble. We want to see what happened to you. We want to see what you take to still. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, I don't understand, you know. Oh, now you don't got excited, huh? Good. That's good to know yet. The battle have not even started yet. And you get excited. See? No. So we found out something along the way to find out something. So now Paul is talking to Corinthians, Brother Micaiah. And let's see what he says in the 11th chapter, verse 9, to the Corinthians. We go on to the 11th chapter in Mo D.F. Israel have me, that 9th chapter of Romans waiting on me. I'm coming back there shortly. But I ought to run and grab the young line over in 2 verse number, 2 Corinthians 11, and I'm picking up verse number 9. What it says in 9, what Paul was on his mission. 2 Corinthians 2:9. You're on the clock. Come on.
2 Corinthians 11, verse 9.
Yes, sir.
Verse 9 read. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept silent from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. Verse 10. As the truth of Yahuwah the Son is in me, no man should stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Verse 11. Wherefore, because I love you not, Yahuwah knows. Verse 12. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion. That way we...
Ooh, yeah, hold that point. You see what he's saying? He said, look here. He said, I came and peeped you. He said, I see y'all got a little occasion going on around here. He said, y'all got some occasion going on over here in Corinth. He said, I come to cut that off. Everybody skinning and grinning. I won't see you about this word of Yahuwah. He said, I come to see what you're made of. Because you got a whole lot of love to talk. But when times, but not book wise. Unless you're reading a bunch of scriptures. No. Paul said, look here. Paul said, I came in and I peeped you. I peeped you real good. And I found out one thing, this occasion y'all got going over here in Corinthians over here, I'm here to check y'all out. Now, look what he tell these Corinthians, you know. So he said, I'm over here to check y'all out, you know. Oh, Paul, shout it, Paul. He said, I'm over here to check y'all out. Look what Paul says to these Corinthians that he's going eyeball to eyeball with. He says, pick up verse 21. He's going eyeball to eyeball with them. Look what he say, 21 and 22. What did he say there, young lion? What did he say?
That Corinthians chapter 11, verse 21 and 22. 21 read. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. 22. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I.
Wait a minute. Who are you telling me to? Hold that point. Wait a minute. Who is he telling the truth that we can read? Let's go to Corinthians 1:1. Who is he telling it to? We're in the book. It's the book of Corinthians. Who is he telling it to that, young lad? Who he says to these Corinthians are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham, so am I. Then he said, all our fathers, what father are you talking about? The fathers that came out with Moses brought out. That's a conversation going on here. So you see, right, the Bible telling you the story. I don't know why you keep on, you're not painting no picture. Paint your picture. What's going on here, over here? Who is he telling all this good stuff to that we can read? Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. What is it that we can read? 1, verse 2.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, of Yahuwah, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Yahuwah the Son, called to be saints, with all that in every place called upon the name of Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah, both theirs and our.
Oh, that's good. So Paul over there in Corinth, and he over there around congregation of the children of Israel that's at Corinth, that's called by the name of Corinthians. Do you see that scene right here? To the end of the day. So when you jump down this book, please paint the picture. Please understand that when you talk to somebody of the Six Anointed Camp, see can they paint the picture. See what they lacking at. And put it, what they lacking at, straighten them up. Don't just give them a bunch of scriptures somewhere and you ain't proved them to see what they, did they just read? Oh, they read real good, but do they understand what they read? Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Brother McKay. Let's look at verse number 1. 1,
Second 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, Paul, an apostle of Yahuwah the Son, by the will of Yahuwah the Father, and Timothy, our brother, unto the, all the congregation of the children of Israel of Yahuwah, which is in Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia.
Mm-hmm. Now look what he said to them, all the congregation that's called Corinthians at Corinth. Look what he said to them in verse 2. Now look at it. Now look what he said to them in verse 2. 2 and 3.
Verse 2. Mercy be to you and peace from Yahuwah our Father and from Yahuwah the Son.
Who fathers? Who fathers?
Mercy be to you
Who
and peace from Yahuwah Father and from Yahuwah the Son.
Yeah, but you got to emphasize that, young man. He said, our Father. See, you got to paint a picture. You can't run through the hips. Paint the picture. Our fathers. Paul is telling the Corinthians that we are the same bloodline. Corinthians, our fathers. Look at saying verse 3.
Verse 3. Blessed be Yahuwah, the Father of our Yahuwah the Son, the Father of mercy, and Yahuwah of all comfort.
Now you said, teach like that. You're going to get their attention because this was apologetics. They'll jump down in books like that, that they ain't got, that they don't even have a clue what's going on. But you got to get them out of it because the bottom line is this verse is about our fathers. That's over here in Corinth. That's called Corinthians. They're like you call Americans. American Israelites. This was going on here. This book was written for Israelites. It's about Israelites. It is to Israelites. And that's just the end of it. Mm-hmm. So anybody that got this book is not an Israelite, you're out of order. But you got to bring it out. Hallelujah. What? Now, Israel in the 9th chapter. Look what it says in the 9th chapter, verse 1. Romans 9, pick up verse 1. Look what he's saying. Now he over there in Rome somewhere now. Look what he's saying in Rome.
Romans chapter 9, verse 1 reads, I say the truth in Yahuwah the Son. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the righteous spirit. Verse 2, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my mind, for I could wish that myself were cursed from Yahuwah the Son for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Verse 4, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of Yahuwah and the promise. Continue.
Paul is over there doing who he talking to in 10:1? Who is he telling all this stuff to in 10:1? Over there in Rome. You mean the book of Romans? You mean all my life I watched the apologetics go in the book of Romans and go in the book of Corinthians, and they'll paint themselves in there all over the place. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It ain't going to work when you paint the picture plainly. Mm-hmm. Look what Paul said in the 10th chapter, verse 1. He's still communicating. Look what he said.
Romans chapter 10.
Put examination on him. Yeah, he put an examination on him in the 9th chapter. He said, look here. Yeah, we got the same fathers, and we all Israelites. But then he gave his report, his eyeball to eyeball and his ear to ear report about Israelites that's called himself Romans, that's in Rome. Now he better give you his report about them in 10:1. What did he say?
Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Brethren, my mind, desire, and prayers to Yahuwah for Israel is that they might be saved.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahuwah, but not according to the knowledge.
You see that? So how you going to find out if that is, if you just texting scriptures and you're not communicating eyeball to eyeball or ear to ear? How you going to find out what Paul found out? Paul put the eyeball on you. So if you're greater than Paul, then continue. But the message, the series leaving to you, six anointed camps. Call one another. Wait till you verbally get a then put some scriptures on them. Because if you put scriptures on them and they don't, and you don't know what, and these got scriptures on them, they're going to be all over the place. You'll find out where they're at when you, when they see that verse right there and they read it and you say, what you think about that verse right there? What's the precept to that? Huh? What you been doing? Yeah, I don't know, but the precept, you okay? Well, here it is right here. I might call you back on the same thing next week as you all. You think you're going to have a down pat? Then you know who's dragging their feet. But if you just got a automatic text to somebody, shoot. You never know. You never know where nobody is. But see, I'm gonna eyeball you. When I go around the most singers, I just, a lot of times I go around them, I just eyeball them. I get in there for a minute, and I sit back and watch you. I'm going to be hands-on. I'm peeping at you. I'm seeing how you're handling when it's hard and heavy. Now, what you going to do now? Let me check what you do in that case. And that's why I make it my business to be all in of it, in the middle. Because I'm going to know who labeled among me. And that's the duty of a seer, to make sure you know who's who. Dear Israel, I said, Mother dear Israel, are you cameoing this thing? And what did you say that, Mother dear? What did you say behind that?
It ain't too long for her to be doing that. You in it for to win it.
I'm in it to win it. See, that's the spirit I'm talking about. Because, see, once that burial is came out the mouth, then we know Yahuwah kicks in Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. So we know what Yahuwah got on the table. We've been in this thing too long. We got to know who labor among us. This thing going to bust wide open. And we got to know when brothers and sisters now are in that spot, we know they can deal with it because they've been in combat already. And our job is to put you in combat. It sees you ready to deal with this right here. I don't care what subject matter come up. We got to make sure you thorough, polished, and ready. That's what we got to roll. That's what we're talking about. Young mind, did we get that verse in that 27:12 of Sirach? What did it say? Because if you're not right, then we're supposed to have a 27:12 of Sirach. See, when we know you're gonna put the test on them, and we see now it ain't nothing happening, then we gotta understand what's said in the book of 27:12 of Sirach. What can I read, that young man?
Book of Sirach. Chapter 27:12 reads, if you be among the indiscreet, observe the time, but be continually among men of understanding.
Mm-hmm. So that's what he's saying. You see, it might be somebody closest as your pillar mate. If you see that you ain't getting nowhere in that, it's up to you to make adjustments, because you both see growth. Wherever you at, if you understand your position in Yahuwah, you're supposed to see growth and know growth. You're supposed to be able to know growth, see growth, and it's about growth. That's what I'm trying to tell you, see right here. And you'll know it. You'll know, because when the decree go out, you'll get busy in Yahuwah. You'll get busy. You don't bum around with this thing. Because we in the job of doing, Brother Micaiah, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 8 through 10, Mother D.F. Israel had me Acts 20, verse 32, and 2 Peter 1, 11, waiting on me. What does it say we can read in 1 Peter, young lion, Brother Micaiah, chapter 2, verse 1, 2, 8 down to verse 10, what does it say that we can read?
1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 1, 2, 8 down to 10. Verse 1 reads, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speech. Verse 2, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Verse 8, in a stone of stumbling, in a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a righteous nation, a special people, that you should show forth the praise of him who have called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. Verse 10, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of Yahuwah, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
See, in time past, we weren't a people, because when you're not using the name Israel, you're not a people. When you don't know who you are, the children of Israel, and who your fathers is, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, you're not a people. I don't care how much you can find your $10. And time passed. But you got to get rid of that time past. You got to come into the present, because you are now, and now it's plainly that you are the children of the book, children of Israel, children of Yahuwah, the congregation of Yahuwah. You got to strut your strut now. And you got to be instant in season and out of season. Huh? You gotta let your light shine. You want Yahuwah to intervene? You got to step up to the plate now. You got no labor among you. You got to know you about this Yahuwah's business. And you got to make sure you test those that are around you. Is they about Yahuwah's business? Or is it about reading a bunch of scriptures and only waiting till something happens that you can be a hoo-owl about? Oh, my goodness. What you said happened again? What? Oh, I'm so sorry that happened. You know? If that's the kind of spirit you're going to be around, you out of 27:12 him. Exert the time. But you got to know that from the jump. And how you know them? Through the scriptures. You know when you drop a scripture on them, and they get lost and get tangled all up in a scripture, and ain't nothing but a cakewalk scripture. But everything is a cameo to them, because they got, well, you, I got something else on my mind. No, what you have on your mind is the scriptures. You got something else on your mind. No, you probably have scriptures on your mind. A bunch of how many times George got shot, or how many times Betty got pushed over. You got to get past that. This is a big job ahead of you. You got to know who about this business. And if they don't, exert the time. Give me Jude 1:20, Brother Micaiah. Jude 1:20.
Book of Jude. Go to the book of Jude. Chapter 1, verse 20. Verse 20 read. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most righteous faith, praying in the righteous spirit.
So you see what we got to do? We got to build you up. How are we going to build you up? And all we our conversation about and got you doing the talking and you talking about something in the world. No, we build you up through scriptures. That's how we build. We can build you up through the scriptures. We can get you back on your feet through the scriptures. If they ain't got time in no scriptures, then you know exactly what you're working with. This is the thing it's all about, the scriptures. We're trying to build you up. The land is all before you, but you got to be built up in the scriptures. Now, how many times all the thing goes on into the world, because all this got to come to pass. But we try to build you up in the scriptures, then Yahuwah going to intervene. It's up to you to have your company built up in the scripture. but I got to know who labor among me. I got to hear you when I say something to you about this verse. What you think about this? I got to hear your comeback on it. I got to hear you. I got to hear. And he said, God, daughter, is that what you got out of that? Shoot. I know now I got a long way to go with you. You out all over the place. See that? Mother dear of Israel, Acts chapter 20, verse 32, what it say?
Okay. Acts chapter 20.
Verse 32, what it say?
Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now, brother, I command you to Yahweh and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
So this word is able to do what, Mother D of Israel? What did Paul say this word is able to do for you?
Build you up and to give you an inheritance among the sanctified.
You see what the word do for you? But if you're on somebody and they conversation always ain't no way on no scripture, what can you do with them? What can you do? You can't do nothing with them. But a third of the time, how you gonna build somebody up if they not in the scriptures? What you in, gym running? Shooting craps in the box? What we gonna get out of that? We know what we're here to do. We're here to build you up. Scriptures. No labor among you. 2 Peter, 2 Timothy, 1:11. What it say, Mother dear of Israel?
2 Peter or 2 Timothy?
2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 11. What it say? That we can read.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11.
Yes, ma'am. What did it read?
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11. Whereunto I am appointed a teacher, preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles.
Well, you got some that's appointed to be a teacher of the Gentiles.
Yeah.
Huh? But I can say again, when we try to brother and let them know what your position is, you can't teach y'all God Judah. That's what I mean. You got to try them. And when you try them, you see exactly what they own. Oh, no, yeah. The road got too big now. You might get a call in the middle of the morning. And they were talking about, I got to be on something else. And that's a good thing. You see, okay. Once you get your mind right, go on, be back with you on. Okay, well, I'm about this word.
Mm-hmm.
You got no labor among you who about this word. Because they mind get off in all type of wicked things. You know, you can't have no part of that. That's in the flesh. If you about this word, let's roll. Being about this word, we can't roll. Huh? So get your mind right. How? In this word. Now, Mother dear of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a statement is made in 2 Timothy chapter 3, but I'm going to get me one word out of it. A lot of people say, I don't know how to be this word right here. 2 Timothy 3:16-18. I don't understand this word. But we're going back and see what this word is saying. 2 Timothy 3:16-18. Let's see what we can read out of this word right here. 2 Timothy 3:16-18. What it say?
2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16-17. It reads.
Okay, whatever. Give me whatever you can get out. Yeah, give me one if you can give me that.
Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17. That the man of Yahweh may be perfect, thoroughly furnishing unto all good works.
That's it? Yeah.
That's
so that the man of Yahweh got to be what kind of word? What the word of just to make the man of Yahweh what? When he putting scriptures on the table?
Perfect.
So you see that? Oh, how can we be perfect? Well, he tell you. Get in the scriptures and find out. Now, let's precept that to Matthew chapter 19, 16, 17, and 20. We're going to see, let me see, can it be done by a mortal man being perfect? And we found being perfect is when you keep in the scriptures. That will make you perfect. Let's find out when a confrontation came on the table, and Yahweh the Son done another eyeball to eyeball. Let me show you how he operates. Eyeball to eyeball to ear to ear. Matthew chapter 19, 16, 17, and 20. Let's see what it says. Most dear.
Okay, I was writing it down. Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 and 17 and verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 19, verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 17. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh the Father. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Verse 20. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What likest I yet?
Ain't that something? So you see, the man was perfect. The man said, I kept that all that. He said, that ain't nothing. I done it already.
Mm.
He said, you'll be perfect. Keep the commandments. Young man said in verse 20, yeah, okay. I done that. What part did I like? Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, we can go on the conversation, but we ain't going on. Show you one thing.
Mm.
All you got to do to be perfect, just do what the man tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
The man tell you keep the Sabbath day, keep the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
The man tell you wear a prince. Huh? The man
mm-hmm.
tell you in Philippians 2, 13 and 14, then if you find you have dead, repent. What it say in Philippians 2, 13 and 14? My dear Israel. What it say we can read? If just find out that this is you, and you find out that you part of this right here, then you got to know, you got to understand what Yahweh is passing on, and Paul, Yahweh spoke to Paul to tell of Northern Kingdom, chapter 2, 13 and 14. What did he say? Look, we can read.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
For it is Yahweh which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Verse 14. Do all things without murmuring and disputing.
You see that? So he says, it's Yahweh to work the will in you, but if you find out that you do the majority of your thing by murmuring and disputing and complaining and backbiting, you're not in the will of Yahweh. I don't care how scriptures you know. If you're only waiting to hear something negativity, oh, you're Now you responded. You mean all this 6 nights a week, all these years, all this time to throw down, you ain't got nothing to say. But anything negative happens, then here come your phone call ringing. Here come your phone ringing. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Now look at that. See that, see, right? See, that's what I mean by you got to try these spirits. If you don't try these spirits to know these things, you mean all that been going on, all the beat downs that been put on the table, ain't no comment at all. But once something even look like negativity, but it ain't no call about, oh, you mean the young lion was out there in the garden turn over that ground and laying a little meat down in the ground? No conversation. No call on that. No. No call on that. No call that boy's eyes can see land everywhere. No call on putting some arms to roll your sleeve. Arms is just like arms, and it's no word you can use for tithes, free will offering, donation, getting into the ministry. No talk on none of that. Only about if I hear something negative, that's when I'm going to ring your phone. You say, yeah. So them the kind of spirits you have to know who labor among you. See, if you don't know these things, then it will be by choice you get caught up. Because right now we got our hammer down. We ain't hearing no calls from the game sales, but the hammer's down. All the big dignitaries, quiet as a mouse, looking for a way to attack. And we message. We going to catch you in something. You ain't going to catch us in number of some old words. But no conversation about that. But if something negative happens, then here come the phone ringing. You see that, see, right? You only got an ear to hear when some negativity is going on. So you got to know these things. And you got to watch everybody from the pages of the book. And if you do so, I bet you sleep good. I bet you have sweet sleep when you know these things. But you don't know it. You don't try that spirit. And you got to know who labor among you. And you got to know the one that's break out running when it's time to take care of Yahuwah's business. Because that's what we've been created to do, is take care of Yahuwah's business. That's what we've been created to do, Yahuwah's business. So, Brother Makai, you was holding me something. I got pulled up. What were you holding, Brother Makai? Were you holding me something? Brother Makai, was you holding me something?
And I stopped at the Jude 120, and I was at, you wanted me to go to 2 Ezra, chapter, you did that already, 27:12, then we had 1 Peter.
Well, we're done already, but all right. Well, tell you what, once you grab me, I need to find out something in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I need to find out something. It's a word I'm looking for. It's a word I'm looking for, young lion. I'm looking for a word. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, I'm looking for a word there, young line. It's something I want to hear. See, we always can make a detour on anything on a drop of a hat. But see, one thing about it, you remember that movie? It was a movie called Old Malcolm X Was In. And that big general in that movie said on that broadcast, he said, if this man continues to doing what he's doing and keep that army going, they're going to be a load on the hands because he's seeing them getting the order. And see, that same thing going on right now. They see the six anointed camps is getting in order. They're getting this Bible together, and that's why I say those of the six anointed camps drop a scripture on one another. I need to know where they stand at. I need to know if they in the Bible or they mind on waiting on something negative to happen, and their mind throwing from the Bible as east meets the west. So dropping a bunch of scriptures don't mean jack. I want to hear their voices in your ear, what they own. if they own somebody, if they painting a picture, or they somewhere just fumbling around, you know, picking the book up at the end of the week, because that got to be revealed. So now, what are we trying to say? Let's run a second Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, because see, this got to be understood. But the key word I'm going to bring out in this word, in this conversation, and I don't know, do we catch it? If you don't catch it, I'm going to make sure I put it out there to be caught. Second Thessalonians 1, verse 6, Brother Micaiah, bring it. Come on.
The book of Second Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, "Since it is a righteous thing with Yahweh to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you."
Hey.
Verse 7.
Hey.
And to...
Verse 7.
And to... I can't hear you, Phil.
Well, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you. You're doing great. Continue. I hear you.
All right, verse 7.
Go ahead.
And to you who are troubled, rest with us when Yahweh the Son shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angel. Verse 8. And flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh and that obey not the covenant of our Yahweh the Son. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of Yahweh and from the honor of his power. Verse 10. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our covenant among you was believed in that day. Verse 11. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our Yahweh would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his good and the work of faith with power. Verse 12. That the name of our Yahweh the Son may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son.
Who are you telling this to? What book is you reading this out of? What book is you reading this out of?
Second Thessalonians, chapter 1.
You read this book out of the Thessalonians? And it's talking about our Yahweh? You mean he talking to the Thessalonians, telling them about that, about our Yahweh? Oh my life! I didn't know that the Thessalonians was another branch of Israelite. I didn't know that. I thought this was white man and white woman. You mean the Thessalonians of the Bible is talking about the children of Israel that's in 1 down to verse 4. All my life, I thought the apostle just jumped down in the book of Thessalonians, and they'll read this book, and they'll bring in themselves in there, and now we just went over the book and found out it's not them. It's telling about our problems.
Mm-hmm.
One down to verse 4, read it.
Okay, 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verse 1 down to 4. Verse 1 reads, Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto all the congregation of the children of Israel of Thessalonica, and Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son. 2, mercy unto you and peace from Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son. Verse 3. We are bound to thank Yahweh.
Wait a minute, Brother Micaiah. You mean you're going to have Skippy read verse 2? It's a bombshell in verse 2. You going to skip it over? Look at verse 2.
The book of 2 Thessalonians, the 1, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, Mercy unto you and peace. Huh? Second Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, mercy unto you and peace from Yahuwah, our Father, and Yahuwah, the Son.
Take that something. Who Father is this? Who father?
Our Father.
Ain't that something? You mean the Thessalonians is they also Israelites too? Yes, see, royal. Book was written all of it by Israelites. This book is for all to Israel, and it's all about Israel. That's one of the greatest mysteries of teaching, see, royal. The Thessalonian books is the Israelites that's over there in Thessalonica. And that's why he let Paul put the eyeball on them to talk about our fathers. Look what he says in verse 4 that we can read.
The book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, so that we ourselves glory in you and all the congregation of Yahuwah, all the congregation of the children of Israel of Yahuwah, for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure.
Wait a minute. Look, you told him. He said, wait a minute now. It ain't no cakewalk when you're over here now. I'm coming to lift you back up to tell you Thessalonians that's over there in Thessalonians that, listen, you are Israelites and you're going to go through persecution, tribulation, but I pray that you endure. That's what the man just said. That's what he said. Got nothing to do with white man. Got nothing to do with white woman. Got nothing to do with the other 17 nations. He's talking straight to the Israelites in that area. See, right here, somebody got to paint this picture. There it is right now. Look what he told him in verse 5. Look what he said in verse 5 to them.
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of Yahuwah, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of Yahuwah, for which you also suffer.
Ain't that something? So you got the label to get to this kingdom of Yahuwah. It ain't gonna be no cakewalk. You won't have to. You gonna be some sweat and tears to make it where you want to get to eternity. So he made it plain to you in the second chapter, verse number 17. He made it plain to you what you got to do. What do you say you got to do that, Brother Micaiah? 2:17.
2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 17. 17 reads, comfort your mind and establish you in every good word and work.
You see that? Comfort your mind and establish you in every good word and works. See, we've been told that we ain't got to do nothing. See, there go your apologetics. Now, Paul is letting you know you got to label and do some work in this, but you will let people that have nothing to do with the covenant just twist you all up and saying that you ain't got to work to get this salvation. All you got to do is believe on Jesus Christ. And you got them filled up to the rim with that understanding. So you see how you find out something on the way up to find out something. And that's why we have to be clear with those of the six anointed camp to step up in this. You got to try and push your brother and sister through the scriptures, eyeball to eyeball or ear to ear. You just can't be texting nobody around and you don't know they hear, they read something. they read might be reading out of the Christianity. You got to make sure, hey, what that verse say? What you get out of that verse right there? You got to know who labor among you. That's what's going on here. You know what a gruesome spirit is? As you mess around and find out all we put on the table, and then when it's show time and somebody come out there and drop a scripture on you and say you ain't got to do no works. All you got to do is believe on Christ, and you can't cut your arm off. But you can argue with them, but you can't go in the Bible and tear their arm off. See? How you tear their arm off if they tell you we ain't got the law is done away with, we up on a grace, we ain't got to do the work. What difference are you going to use tear their arm off? That's what I want to know. Huh? What you going to tear their arm off with? Let's find out that, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to James, verse 17. 24 and 26. Because they're gonna tell you ain't gotta do nothing. Just believe on Christ and pay your tithes. And come on Sunday and call on Jesus. That's all I gotta do? Well, I'd love to get in that. But what you gonna do if you don't take these scriptures and call one of your brothers in the six anointed camp and drop this on them? Because they're gonna drop on you that you ain't got to do no work. All you got to do is believe on Jesus Christ. You didn't try them and see can they get in and get out of that. You know, sooner or later, you know, see him come out to stop having these three handkerchiefs wiping his eyes. So I got to get a good report from one of you six anointed camp. Please bring me back a beat down that I can skin and grin with. Because we're doing all we can to give you all the stuff to work with. According to as it is written. James 2, 17, 24, and 26, bring it.
James 7, 2, verse 17, verse 24, and 26.
Sound good to me.
James chapter 2, verse 17. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Verse 24. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Yeah. So you see, when the prophet James dropped that wicked verses on you, and you can't get out of money. Listen, if you ain't got no work, you ain't got no paycheck coming. When am I gonna hear something? Huh? When is the old Sid gonna hear something from you six and nine in camp? When are you gonna bring me a beat down? You know, sooner or later that land out there, you know, somebody get the spirit to say, you know, I want to get in that land and stand out there inside the gates, and I want to put a microphone together and stand out there, and while they come on that, I want to say, hey, do you know who you are? And I want to check some out. You know, you think all that land is there just to be there? Don't you know Yahweh put that land there for you to see the vision? Don't you know the land, you know, he put that bus stop right there for you to see the vision? Huh? Did you know all that was there for a reason? Huh? To see what you're working with? But how you going to see what you work with and you got no hands-on combat? I don't know no job that you don't have hands-on combat before you get the job. You go to academies and But you think you're going to just do this and you know, and nothing happening? Come on now. So, you know, Phil is watching. He's waiting on who's going to see. Man, look at all this land everywhere. You know what I need to do? I need to go out there and put some book on that bus that's pulling up. Somebody's going to throw out that bus. I'm going to ask him, hey, do you know who you are? What you doing talking to me like that? Yeah, I know who I am. I'm African American and Negro. And I'm a super coon every dance. Oh, yeah? See that? Do you know Yahweh already laid out to see who's going to step to the plate? He laid it out to step to the plate. And I'm just sitting there watching. Who's going to step to the plate? And said, look here. You know, a lot of folks get off that bus right now. Let me go out there and stand and ask them when they get off that bus, hey, Yahweh be with you. Did you just curse me out? No, I didn't curse you out. I just told you that the name Lord God and Jesus polluted for Yahweh. Oh. See that? You know, don't see him want to just run back and peep at some of this thing. Sooner or later, he going to see something. Keep that in your mind. Now I'm going to show you something. Go to Galatians 2:16. Read where you see it there, Mother D of Israel. So, you know, you got a lot of apologetics. They jump out there, and we'll bring our old elder in and get the closing statement. And Galatians 2:16, what do you say? What do Galatians 2:16 say that we can read? Let's read it where you see it. Because, see, they're going to throw all this on you. And you let them get on out there in 2:16. What do you say?
Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Yahweh the Son. Even we have believed in Yahweh the Son that we might be justified by the faith of Yahweh the Son and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
That's it. They'll drop that on you right there. You see that? Now see the works of the law. See, you can't work your way. The law is done away with you, and that's why the works are done away with you. Jesus Christ has done all the works. See that? But see, by the works of the law, and they'll punch you right back to thou shalt not. Well, that's the case. If I can't, then I guess I tell you what. When you get home tonight, I'll be in your place where you be at. Oh man, you break the law by being in my bedroom when I get there. No, we said the law done away with it. So you just picking and choosing then. So that means there must be another law that they're talking about the what law that have been that is not justified by works no more. There must be another law. Because remember, when Paul was speaking, he was speaking from 24:14, Mother Dear of Israel. When Paul was speaking, when he was saying what he was saying, he was speaking from Acts 24:14 about the law.
Okay.
24:14.
Acts chapter 24. Can you repeat that scripture again? I know it's 24.
24:14, the book of Acts. 24:14, the book of Acts.
Acts chapter 24, verse 14. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call harass or worship.
Heresy. Heresy. I confess in the way of heresy. Go ahead and read.
They call heresy, so worship I, Yahweh, of my Father, believing all things which are written in the law and in the
he said, everything is written on the left side of the book. I believe it, but I understand about the law that can justify you by doing no works. You could do it. It's a law that he got written that it do not justify you for not doing. You can do it all you want, but it ain't going to justify you. And what law is that, Mother? Read in 10:1. Or Hebrew, what law that do not justify you no more? You can do it all you want, but it ain't going to justify you. Not the moral law, not the Ten Commandments. What law are you talking about? Hebrews 10:1.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. Hebrews 10:1 reads, For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually making the karma thereof there unto perfect.
Is that, so the law he's talking about is the animal sacrificial law. You can't do that anymore to get your sins removed. So apologetics and Christians and Christianity jump in and tell you, see, you can't do the law no more. The law is do you no good about doing the law. That's done away with. See that? The law he's talking about is animal sacrificial, killing animals. Mm. That was law he's talking about. But they'll jump down and tell you that the Ten Commandments, the Sabbath day is done away with, and everything else. See that? But how you gonna, they're going to say, we're not under that law no more. We're part of grace. See? They're going to dump all this on you, and you're going to be dumbfounded, and we're going to told you all day long to how to get in and get out of this. And that's why we tell you, 6 and 9 account, call one another, drop them scriptures on them, and see where they come from. Then build them up. If they still don't get built up, then you know what you're raving around. You ain't got it yet. But if I just text you all day long, I ain't getting nothing out of texting you. But if I see what you're working with, how you going to get out of this 216? And watch they give you a song, a dance, a split, and everything, but still tell you, oh, that's talking about killing animals and 10-1. See? Please bring the seal of good report every 9 days on what law is done away with. Not the moral law, not the Sabbath day, not the law that you sit behind the curtain and people this day. Gather yourself together, O nation not desired. Come on now. The seal got to hear something, a good report out you. But when I'm going to hear me something, I'm waiting. You hear? Let's bring our elder in and get his closing remarks on tape number 110. And we'll come back for, remember tomorrow is called a special edition call Thursday evening. Be back on at 6 o'clock for that. So we can meet you where you're at. But it's no greater joy that I get a report about a beatdown on somebody when they got in that book open, not who shot and what Betty did when she split. Don't bring that to the seer. Bring me a beat down with the book open. That's what I want to hear. Back to our elder for a closing statement. You're on the clock, elder. The world listening. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, here, Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I will say we had some outstanding teaching thus far, because we have many people out there that are teaching scriptures, and the problem that runs into is that comes in Matthew's chapter 24, verse 4 and 5, before we get started. Verse 4 says, and Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahweh the Son, and shall deceive many. And we've seen that before. People that say, oh, yeah, I'm him, I'm he, and I can teach you the word. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and wrong Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry, coming to you live as always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And we do make these topics exciting. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, connecting the Bible books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, as the seer said. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you have to look no further. You found that now in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class, and for the members that don't know what the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, type tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under a big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you possibly might see menu. But after choosing that, you'll still see choices, still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto Yahweh your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, life. Also for building a school, which these times and days are very well needed. Our banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check that calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. To get there, type in 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have 2 email addresses that the listing members can use. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subject or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. And also by calling that same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer by email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As we all know, the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. Now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Also, one good note. When the temple members are doing group scripture texts, it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act and answers given with a verbal precept. As the seer says, remember, we are all the children of Yahweh, the blessed peacemakers, as said in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 9. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire recorded show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. At that point, you can choose the program that you are late logging into or pick any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also now doing a normal Block Talk broadcast, transmitting our program on Peloton, being listed under African Ethnic Group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. An online app to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, as I say most times, when given the scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we're on an international broadcast with hundreds of thousands of listeners wanting to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah, not that of confusion, as said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants are churches of the saints." So at this time, so we can continue to listen to our broadcast and listening to those smooth words, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that's extra, you part, no doubt about it. Now look at this memo on the table. Seer, Burdette, you know I'm going to cut off the young line. His microphone will be mute for the rest of the broadcast. Yes, that's so. Well, Mother D of Israel, but remember you got the elder riding with me riding shotgun, so we'll see what you're working with. We know you're a young lioness. Lioness, anyway, you can roll all the way through it. That's just the way it is. But you know, I was in there thinking, Mother Dear of Israel, I was thinking, I see you see that bus stop out there. I was saying to myself, that bus stop is out there, and I can visualize a table sitting way over there by the bus stop, and a couple of the young eagle ones that think they own something, they believe they own something, put a cave out there. And when that bus pull up or some leave, and you already out there reading the scriptures already, say, hey, what y'all doing reading that book, Bob? Reading that book? And they might say, hey, what's your nationality? Oh, I'm a Mexican. Yeah? See? That's how he's already before you, and I'll sit there just watching things unfold. Mother dear of Israel. So she'll be peeping that thing. All that lands before you, and all it takes a table and one person and a reader to be right there and reading the book while somebody waiting on the bus or getting off the bus. That's where it starts at right there. Huh? Just that easy. So we just watch it. But how you gonna do that? How you gonna check and see where you at? Unless you live and come back sooner or later. Huh? Well, we just throw that out there, Mother Dear of Israel. What's your comments on that, Mother Dear of Israel? Go ahead. Go on. Put a comment on that.
Well, I believe it. You done visualized it already. That speaking into existence.
Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all it got to do. That's all it takes. It tells you in Matthew's, what it tell you in Matthew that we can read 18:19, what it say, Mother? In Matthew's 18:19, what it say, Mother, dear Israel?
Matthew chapter 18,
verse
19. Okay. I'm trying to turn the paper. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 reads, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven."
Ain't that something? So, mother, just imagine, you know, somebody came on a Sabbath day bottom early He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come early. I'm going to take a table, and I'm going to go sit out there by that, and I'm going to take a reel with me, and we're just going to be rehearsing the righteous act, like the elder said in that 5:11. And somebody going to be standing on that bus stop, or somebody will be coming off that bus stop, going to ask you what you're doing. Or you might be bold enough to say, hey, Yahweh, I'll be with you. But you just cussed me out. No, I didn't cuss you out. So that's how it's going to happen. So we already know how it's going to happen. We just watch it from the pages of the book to get you prepared. Now, soon or later, somebody's going to say it. Somebody's going to be turned to the book of 1 Maccabees 2:42. Soon or later, we're going to see some 1 Maccabees 2:42. What did it say there, mother? 1 Maccabees 2.
1 Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 42. Then came there unto him a company of Assyrians who were mighty men of Israel, even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah. Law.
The law, yeah, So just imagine, how you gonna activate those Assyrians unless you if you think you own something, put a table out there by that bus stop and put two chairs there and read that Bible. We gonna see what you're working with. That's why we gotta get you in combat. We gonna see, can you come early enough to put a table out there and just put it by the bus stop and just on the left side of the bus stop, but can't reach in on you, and just read the Bible. You'd be surprised what's going to happen. But we wait and see who's going to step up and see that bitch. And see if Ben seen it. That's why things always come out. That's why you can run into stuff like this, and you got to be able to deal with it. Let's go to Romans chapter 3, verse 1. Let's go to Romans chapter 3, verse number 1. And then we'll skip down to verse 20. 3 verse 1. Skip down verse 20. And 26 and 27. See, this is what they're going to throw on you. You sit out there all one nice, early Sabbath day bottom, you know, and got the table sitting out there. That's why I keep telling you. Somebody got to be where you hook, line, and sinker, while you're both reading the Bible. And then you read the Bible, somebody standing at the bus stop or somebody coming off the bus, and you're reading the Bible. And they might say this to you right here, Romans 3:1. Skip down to verse 20, 26, 27. They might be a double themselves. See what happens.
All right. Romans chapter 3, verse 1, verses 20, skip to 26 and 27. Here it goes.
Yeah, what is
Romans chapter 3, 1. What advantage then has Yagda, or what profit is there of circumcision? Verse 20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Verse 26. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believe in Yahweh the Son. 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of the works? Nay, but by the law of the faith.
Oh, so the law of works ain't going to get you nowhere, but the law of faith is going to get you where you got to go. See, yeah, there are no scriptures. they going to tang them all up. Oh, he'll say, look here. See, that going to tang them all up. Now they tang them again. See, if you don't get no live comeback, you know what they going to bring to you? They going to drop this law on your ear. Right here. There's a law, what they say, therefore by the deeds of the law, no flesh is going to be justified. Yeah. So if you keep that law, you only justify keeping that law no way. And the sight of the law is the knowledge of sin. But see, they ain't going there. But the law is the knowledge of sin. So
that's
why
right.
You know if you sin if you don't know about the law?
That's right.
You got to know what law is making you sin, and you got to know what law has been removed. So you see, it's so much you got to do, but you got to get some live comebacks to get your beat down in, then we can build you up. But you got to get the beat down, because they sure going to drop this on you. Then how you going to get out Monday? Then you take notes. When you get your beat down, take notes. Don't just text nobody a bunch of verses. Take notes, because you're going to get caught in these verses right here. And what you going to do? What you going to do? See? That's why we're trying to get you built up. Let's run to Ephesians 2. Run to Ephesians and pick up verse 8. We just show you what they're gonna drop on you. And when they drop on you, you're gonna be already I'm already waiting on you. I already got to the 14 saying, come on in. I knew you was going there. I knew you was going there and tell me that you ain't got nothing about keeping the law. But you don't know what law Paul was talking about. He wasn't talking about the moral law. If that's the case, then I can stick you up and rob you, it ain't nothing happening. That ain't what law is talking about. You're talking about, again, the animal's sacrificial law. Then you got to go and prove it. See? But they going to be all over the place. This is where they use the handcuffs. Those are all the mother, basically Israelite camps. But they never come jump. Bosses is prepared for you, for your statement. At least we hope you are. But the only way we gonna know y'all, put a tape out there by that bus stop and put your read out there and throw them verses on the tape and see what kind of commotion you come. Let's see how you'll come back on your tippy toe or you come back with your head down. We want to see. We want to know what's saying over here and over there. We got to know. We can peep out to where the men all dig up Israel. We can peep out and see what you're doing out there. We can peep at you. We can see. We'll see you. Make something happen. We'll see what you made of. Philippians 2, pick up verse 8. Let's read a little bit.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
Yeah, what did it read? What did it say?
He said Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
What did it read?
For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of Yahuwah.
You see that? He said, by grace. See, we saved by grace. We ain't got to do nothing. See, we saved by grace. They got you again. See, brother, we saved by grace. Grace. See that? Now, what you do with that? Let's go to Titus 2:11. So you see, we saved by grace. Now what they gonna do when they drop it on you? What you gonna do when they drop it on you? So you gotta get some live and the best live action to put a tape out there next to that bus stop on this side and be just reading scriptures. Huh? Sooner or later, somebody walk up there and ask you what are you doing? Because I'm reading the Bible. Huh? The Bible is tomorrow, Sunday. No, hold on, sir. Let's go to Genesis 2, verse 3. Blessed be the seventh day. Huh? What you trying to tell me? See that? Now you're in a confrontation. Now let's see what your demeanor state is saying. Is you able to deal with it? Sitting at the table with you, just you and the reader, and they all crowding around the fence and grandstand growling from the outside of the fence and you on the inside of it, we'll see what you do. Man, mother dear, Israel just gonna run back and watch it. See what you do. Well, see what you do. See you get rid of a comeback. All right, what we read?
Titus chapter 2, verse 11.
Yeah, what it say?
For the grace of Yahuwah that bringeth salvation has prepared to all men.
Appeared to all men.
Appeared.
What
about it? Verse 12.
What about it?
Teaching us that denying unyakwaliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and yakwali in this present world.
So the same one that wrote Romans is the same one that was that's getting tighter together. He let you know grace is a what? A teacher, see, right? Grace when you short of something, you know, you call that old piece of a bill. You know, Bill, hey, Bill, I'm kind of short on Bill. Can you give me a little time on it? Oh, you need a little grace? Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I need a little grace. How much grace do you need? I need about a couple months. Okay. But after that, now you know your grace gonna run out in a couple months. You that's what you need. Yeah, you don't get me right. Yeah, you let me in the bill. Don't both be paid. You won't see me. No, you just got a couple months to get old bill right. That's all grace means. It's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That's something done away with. Apologetics. Grace. I'm a part of grace. Grace ain't nothing but a teacher. But you still gotta do to perform the work. Second Ezra, chapter 9, verse 7 to 13. Let's give you a case in point. See, you know, Mother D of Israel and old seer, we just can beat you up all day long, but we wait to hear the beat down. You know the best way to get a little beat down? Put a table out there. Put a table on the left side by the bus stop and put your reed out there on one of these good hot summer days. Read the Bible. You can get some action. You can get all the action you need. And we're going to be looking out the window. We're going to see if you able to keep the right demeanor and deliver the knockout blow. Or you're going to be like cats and dogs on the fence, growling at each other. Time will tell it. What you read, Mother D.F. Israel?
You said Second Ezra, chapter 9. I don't know the verse.
Yeah, pick up verse 7.
Verse what?
Pick up verse 7 down to 13.
Second Ezra, chapter 9, verse 7, 13. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that shall be saved and shall be able to escape by his works and by faith whereby ye have believed, verse 8, shall be preserved from the said perilous and shall see my salvation in my land and within my borders. For I have sanctified them for me from the beginning. Verse 9. Then shall they be in pitiful case, which now have abused my ways, and they that has cast them away despitefully shall dwell in torment. Verse 10. For such as in their life have received benefit and have not known me. Verse 11. And they that have lost my law while they had yet liberty and when as yet place of repentance was open unto them, understood not but despised it. Verse 12, the same must know it after death by pain. Verse 13, and therefore be thou not curious how the unyakwali shall be punished, and when, but inquire how the righteous shall be saved, whose the world is, and for whom the world is created.
So he say, don't keep on worry about the unrighteous. Worry about the righteous one that's going to be saved, the one that you're going to give him a chance.
Yeah.
You know, the one that's going to give him a chance. He's going to, see about these lost sheep, these lost Israelites out there. You know, I think I'm going to be there about 3-4 hours early. I'm going to put me a table out there by the bus stop, and I'm just going to read some Bible. I'm going to see, can I stand up with some growling on the other side of the fence? Can I stand up? I'm going to see what's going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Because it says in, what it says in Proverbs 22, verse 3. What it says we can read there, Mother D.F. Israel. Proverbs 22, verse 3.
Proverbs 22. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3. A prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished.
See, when you're prudent, you rub your hands together behind this thing here. Because, see, Yaquan already made his move. He's saying, I'm just going to watch the one that's going to make that move. He said, but leadership will put it out there, throw it out there, and just sit back. And sit back, throw it out there. He's everything before you, throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, make it plain and Psalm 64:16, what he say, Mother D of Israel? What he said, Psalm 64:16 that we can read.
Okay. Psalm 64. Psalm 64, verses what?
Make it 16.
You say Psalm 64.
Yeah. 94:16.
Oh, okay. I'm looking. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
look at 94:16, all right. Psalms chapter 94:16.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 94:16. Who will raise up for me against the evildoers? Or who shall stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Stand.
Yeah, who's going to do it? It's who going to raise up for me, rise up for me? Who? It's who's going to do it? I'm just going to put it out there. Who's going to do it? I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to make it convenient. I'm going to see who has a vision. I'm going to see who beat 23:7. We ain't gonna read the book of Jasper 23:40-47. He said, "Hey, my right hand man, what you see?" He said, "I don't see nothing." Then, Lincoln, man, my son, my firstborn, what you see? He said, "I don't see nothing either." Now, Yahweh put man everywhere, and said, "Look here." Well, who gonna volunteer to bring a table early enough to sit out there by that bus stop and just read the Bible? Who gonna do it? I'm gonna cage it all in for them and just see who gonna say, you know what? I want out there. Yeah, I want to go out out there hard enough to sit here with my read out there and read some scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see. We're going to see. But let's get back to something that I left off. I left some on the table in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. See, Yahweh, he do so many things. He is sitting there. It's like telling somebody, hey, you know, in the back of your yard, you know, as I recall, there's a pot of gold in the back of your yard, and here's a shovel. So what? In the back of your yard is a pot of gold there, here's a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many times when you take a look at that, if you hit one lick, oh, I can't find no gold there. No. You're going to be out there all night long until you dig down and find that gold. That's the word of Yahweh. That's the spirit you got to have. Yeah, somebody would know shovel is some gold down there, and word of Yahweh's word is gold.
That's
you
right.
Got to dig for it.
Mm-hmm.
Dig for it. I mean, burn the midnight oil for some word of Yahweh. Just can't hit it one lick. Oh, I can't find the gold. Like they said,
mm-hmm.
I can't find that precept. Maybe you ain't hit
mm-hmm.
it right.
Mm-hmm.
No precept.
Mm-hmm.
You better find out what you check yourself in the mirror why you can't precept. Or you want to kick against it.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 3. What it say, Mama D. F. Israel?
1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
verse 3.
Listen to this.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Mm-hmm. When it start having a peace and safety going on, all this peace everywhere, kissing everywhere. But keep reading. Listen real good what he said.
Verse 4. But you, brother, are not in darkness.
Wait a minute, my dear Israel. What do you call it, Thessalonians?
Brother.
Brethren. You, brethren.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what these Thessalonians is, see, right? These guys are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, just like you is. You see what you can get along the way of getting something? The Thessalonians,
mm-hmm.
when you read this in the Bible, it's talking about your forefathers and foremothers.
Mm-hmm.
You, brethren, don't be caught in darkness, brothers. That was Paul. See, Paul putting the eyeball on them. The look and see on the Thessalonians. So, now we might as well beat a little bit. So, you see, what he's trying to tell you, see, what all the gold and nuggets is all over the Bible. Who's going to bring back the report and prove that the Thessalonians are not Israelite? You can't do it. Because when you put these verses on, they're all Israelite. These are Paul brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul over there for. Paul ain't created nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't bring no new, nothing new on the table. He was talking to the Israelites in Thessalonica.
Mm-hmm.
He called them brother. Hey, you brother. You got the same father I got. And he said something else to them, Mother dear Israel. We want to see what he tells them. Now he's talking to them. And first, where we at again?
I was still in 1 Thessalonians 5:4. I just was reading that.
Okay, come back to 1 Thessalonians 4:18.
4:18.
That's what he's saying, 4:18.
1 Thessalonians,
You're making 4, verse 1 and 18. 1 and 18.
1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 1 and verse 18. Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exalt you by Yahweh the Son, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please Yahweh, so you would abound more and more. Verse 18.
What did he say again to him?
So you could please Yahweh, so you would abound more and more.
He said, I'm going to tell you how y'all supposed to walk.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you Thessalonians, you Israelites, hey, I just want to tell you how you got to walk. He said, y'all got to get y'all walk right. This is little Paul. Paul had to, he had a raspy voice. He had to get here. He had to take a ladder and go up the ladder and slap the tape out your mouth. That's how shouty he was. He said, I'm trying to tell you Thessalonians how to walk.
Yeah.
What do you say in
18? Verse 18. Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
You see the man saying? He said, comfort one another in these words. He's trying to tell me these Israelites that's over there in Thessalonica, y'all got to get y'all walk right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was Paul quoting? Let's back up to Exodus 18, verse 20. He said, y'all got to get y'all walk right. That's what he's saying. He said, look here. You Thessalonians, y'all get y'all walk right. My fact, for time's sake, or time will get away from my mother. That's all right. Give me Leviticus 18, 1, 2, 4, and 5. See, time get away when you're working with something. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to get this spirit on you, 6 and 9 account. Because I'm going to tell you something. You got to get your walk right. Leviticus 18, 1, 2, 4, and 5. Let's see what the walk he's talking about. Come on.
Leviticus chapter 18, verses 1 and 2 and 4 and 5. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 4, you shall do my judgment and keep my ordinance to walk therein. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 5, you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgment, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am Yahweh.
Read verse 2 and 4 again. Verse 2 and 4.
Leviticus 18, verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 4. You shall do my judgment and keep my ordinance to walk therein. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Hey, that's it. So, okay. So, in 1 Thessalonians 4:1, let's see if Paul changed anything in 4:1. 1 Thessalonians 4:1.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exalt you by Yahweh the Son, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please Yahweh, so you would abound more and more.
Well, I saw in verse 2.
Verse 2. For ye know what commandment we gave you by Yahweh the Son.
So who's he talking to, Mother Dear Israel? Who is Paul talking to?
He's talking to Israel and the Israelites in Thessalonica.
Excellent. You see what I'm trying to say? Man, look, somebody got to hear this story. Listen, sitting on the camp, you please tell a story. Please put down Isaiah 29:13 to close the statement, Mother. Mother, we got to break it down, but, you know, having fun, got to run. Listen, we got to get away from Isaiah 29:13, Mother D.F. Israel. What did it say that we can read?
Okay, Isaiah 29.
Yeah, verse 13. Yeah, what can we read, Mother D. up Israel?
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13. For Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips, do honor me, but have removed their minds far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept, is taught by the precept of men. Mm-hmm.
See, we can't never forget what Yahweh says in 65:13. Never forget this, what Yahweh says. And that's why we're telling you it's so important by support this ministry, alms, free will offering, donation tithes, land, school, and banquet home. But look at the man telling you in 65:13 of Isaiah. Look at the man telling us.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 13. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, behold, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed.
Hit that PayPal box. Understand one thing. The land is before you. It's up to you to understand one thing. If you are serving the Yahweh, you go eat. So we're going to put the garden there for you to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in your mind. The young lion and already started on it. And mm-hmm. Yahweh going to get a double by doing Yahweh's business. Mother D.F. Israel, we'll leave it like that.
James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to Yahweh. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8. Draw nigh to Yahweh, and he will draw nigh to you. Clean your hands, you sinners, and purify your mind, you double-minded. Hallelujah, Kwa. Hallelujah, Kwa. Hallelujah, Kwa.
That's a lioness. Lioness. A roaring lion, Mother D of Israel. Yeah, I'm telling you what time it is. We don't put too much in this to be telling you what time it is. It's all before you. Come to class early. Tell them to take one of them tables out there and sit by that bus stop out there and read the Bible. Do it. Let's see what all you get. What all you stir up. And remember, the Bible's all about stirring up their mind. Mm-hmm. Want you James 5:21? Oh, is it 5:21? What verse is that, Mother Dear Israel? James, what verse is that is? And James, in Matthew 5:21, whatever it is. And James, whatever. But the bottom line, let me tell you, is this. The harvest is plenty. Land everywhere. But the labor is real. It's time now to step it up. Six anointed camps, it's time to step it up. In what? The word of Yahweh. And we'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow at 6 p.m. That's the edition called Thursday evening from the mothers, Mother D of Israel, Mother Yee, Mother Z, and from the elders, the young lions roaring. We all in place, and we ain't in no conversation. But if anything even look like it's going wrong, you hear phone calls all over. What happened? But everything going the way it's supposed to go now, and everybody quiet as a mouse, peeping behind the curtain, 12 verse 3. But let them hear anything that look like it's negative, and then the phone starts ringing. They ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. That's what you hear, a hypocrite. But one thing about it, this gonna roll, cause Yahweh behind it. Ain't nothing gonna stop these six anointed camps from taking care of Yahweh's business. Nothing. Cause there's a reason. You got me right, I'm gonna get you right. So we'll leave it like that. WCC, you cut off the young line from not speaking tonight. Shame on you. That's not right. But see, it is my radio station. Oh, well, you're right. Well, you're right about that. But one day, it will not be. We'll have last school back with all AM radio stations. So you can take your radio station. We get back on tomorrow at 6 o'clock. All right. Yahweh be with you all. That's enough. We'll catch you all tomorrow. Keep talking to you. No, see, I won't talk to you tomorrow. That's enough. Me and Mother D.F. Israel catch you tomorrow on the same network at 6 o'clock. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.